All right, what's up, PD Files? It is Sam Marcoux. It is Predictably Drunk, the podcast. It is smart people talking about stupid things. It's been a long time. It feels like it's been a long time since I've talked to you, and that's because it's been, I think, about a week and a half to 2 weeks since I've actually sat down and recorded. Since I've been gone, you have gotten fatter. Better looking, but fatter. And so have I. I've also been in Phoenix, where I was playing golf and drinking with my friends and getting paid to do so. So I officially won last week, and if that didn't win me last week, what also won last week is an awesome show at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California. Just a great lineup, lots of new material from me, so if you missed it, you're stupid, first of all, which means we can be really good friends. But it was exciting. I actually had two headliners tell me the material was really, really solid, which makes you feel good. But what was even more interesting, I think, is coming back from Arizona, I sat down. First of all, I was complaining about a layover. I had to go from Tucson to Los Angeles. And then actually, it was a great layover because I got booked for Malibu in August. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I was originally complaining to the lady sitting next to me who was not from this country. And I was complaining about how I had an hour from Tucson to LA and then a 3-hour layover in LA and then an hour to San Jose. And I'm complaining to her and wanting her to feel bad for me. And then she says one word, and I immediately realize that she's not from this country. And I go, oh, well, where are you headed? And she goes, well, I'm from Dominican Republic. I leave from Tucson, and I go to Los Angeles. And then from Los Angeles, I go to Miami. And then from Miami, I go to Atlanta. And then from Atlanta, I go to home. So I sat there with my jaw on the floor of the plane, and I go, how long is this trek going to take you? She goes, today. It'll take today. So my 3-hour layover no longer looked that bad, because this poor woman was flying all over the fucking United States just to get home. And for some reason, she was in Tucson, Arizona to begin with. So I take back my complaining that I had for her. But she asked a very, very simple yet fundamentally challenging question for me, and that was, well, okay, you podcast and you do stand-up comedy, you write and you do your videos, what do you like doing best? And my initial reaction was to say stand-up, but I thought about it, and you know what, it was a very hard question to prioritize, because you know, it's going to sound like a cliche, but it was almost like my children. I couldn't quite figure out. To me, I would think stand-up. You would think stand-up comedy would be the first thing that comes to mind. And if they say, well, what do you like the best? Oh, stand-up, you know, no-brainer. But it really was kind of difficult. I enjoy doing the podcast. They're different art forms. They're different mediums. And I really wanted to save this question for my guest this week, as this pertains to him as well. This is a guy who I met doing stand-up, I guess last year, right?
Last year
it was like November or September of last year, so we've now known each other for about 7-8 months now.
It was the 3rd of September.
See, he knows everything. He's also a fellow podcaster, has a very popular podcast, In the Galaxy Podcast. He's the co-host of that. You also do videos, you do all kinds of YouTube type stuff. It's actually a huge topic on your show. My guest this week is Michael Gilkison. Say hello, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Predictably drunk in the house.
Yeah, so Michael, I've never actually called you Mike before. You don't look like a Mike. You are a Michael.
I don't like being called Mike because I associate it with Dyke. And nobody wants to be called Dyke. Dyke is so close to Mike. It's just missing one consonant.
You know, it's funny you say that because my name's Sam. And I always hated it because it kind of rhymed with ham. And I never liked ham. And it seemed like a gross kind of meat. So when people said Sam, it was kind of like, ew, I hate my name. And Spam, of course, wasn't much better. So it's funny that you think that way. I think, don't most people hate their names? I feel like most kids hate their names growing up, for the most part.
Because somebody else gives it to you.
That's true. It's one thing that's not in your control, really.
I kind of respect the Native Americans because you would, like, earn your name.
Yeah, like, fell down, hit head on rocks. Yeah.
No, it's kind of like I was watching the Eagles documentary this weekend on Netflix, and the way the Eagles got their name is they went and they did a bunch of LSD or mushrooms at Joshua Tree, and then they like saw an eagle flying in the sky staring at them, and then they're like, we are the Eagles now. It's like they did something to earn their name.
So they dropped LSD and saw an animal that's actually on this planet. That seems like a waste of LSD to me. I think if you're going to do LSD and go sit at the Joshua Tree, you better come back with, "We are the flying horned dragons that ride motorcycles." That's our new name. Although slightly less marketable, I suppose.
But I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah, I guess that there is something to be said for that. So getting back to this question, though, I have a hard time kind of figuring out. I was thinking about it since last week when she asked me this question. You know, and I think, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it, because stand-up to me is probably, it's almost like the difference between running a sprint, you know, like running the 100-meter dash, which is what I equate stand-up to, versus kind of running a marathon, which is what a podcast is for me, because you kind of take your time with a podcast. You're, you know, you have your ebbs and flows, your ups and downs. When you're doing stand-up, unless you're doing like an hour-long special or something, I mean, you're up there, the level that you or I are on, where we're doing 10, 15, 20 minutes, you're up there just trying to get laughs. Boom, boom, boom. At least I am. So for me, and you get that instant feedback, you know if something's going well or not. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a little more like a sprint versus a long-distance race. And there's different ways to approach it, but I kind of feel like both of them, they kind of complement each other. I mean, I don't know about what you think, but I've become a better stand-up comedian since I started doing podcasting, and I think my stand-up has definitely influenced how I do a podcast. So I kind of have a hard time separating the two, even though they're so different.
It's a predictably beautiful analogy.
Fantastic.
That you made. The marathon and the sprints, because when you're doing stand-up, you're right. You've got to trim the fat. You've got to get straight to the jokes. You've got to... It's got to be tight.
Yeah. Got to have a tight 5. Got to have a tight 7. Tight 10. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, it's got to be tight. But with a podcast, it's more like, hey, let's have good conversation. Let's let things flow. It's kind of more of a... Unless you're doing like a solo podcast. But it's definitely more conversational. Because like when I go up with a stand-up set, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I could vary off that a little bit. But when me and my co-host, Jay Williams, when we do a podcast, we'll just say, all right, we're going to talk about Google Glass, and we're just going to go about an hour, or hell, maybe we'll go an hour 30, or maybe 45, and that's how we'll do it. It'll be much more flexible.
Yeah, your guys' format's a little longer than mine. You know, I try to keep it to about a half hour. You guys go a little bit more free form, and you guys hit more topics. I find when I listen to your podcast, and by the way, if you're listening to this, I've mentioned their podcast many times, in the Galaxy podcast. I will screw up your plugs for this, so I'm going to go ahead and let you screw it up, because this is one of the things. If you don't listen to their podcast, they always plug where you can find them at the end of their show, and it's almost like a bit, even though it's not, that Michael will almost get through all of them, because there's a lot of places you can find this podcast, and then he always gets to one and then like inevitably bunks the line up and Jay starts yelling at you a little bit. So where can they find In the Galaxy Podcast?
You can find us inthegalaxypodcast.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes. If you search In the Galaxy Podcast, we're also on Stitcher. You can go to my website, GilkyWayGalaxy.com, like Milky Way. So GilkyWayGalaxy.com. We're there. The Podbean is the one we mostly use. We're on Tumblr.
Yep.
InTheGalaxyPodcast.tumblr.com. I've put up some funny YouTube videos that I made.
They actually are pretty good, too. I mean, and I say that, it's almost a backhanded compliment. Like, wow, Michael did this really funny thing. It shocked me. But you're a big Drake fan, correct?
Yes.
You know, you guys talk a lot about music on your podcast. I don't care about Drake. I famously called in and screamed at you guys because of your love for Drake, yet you couldn't get the names of the songs right on your own podcast. But you did some videos where you're actually kind of explaining what Drake's songs mean, and you do it in a funny way with a green screen. And it was really well done. I thought they were very funny. So good job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you for that. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you really for your influence with the whole video thing. It wasn't until I did your show that I kind of opened my eyes. I'm like, wow, there's a huge audience to be had on YouTube. Then I watched a documentary on Netflix, Please Subscribe.
That's a great one.
And I'm finding out people that are millionaires that are just doing YouTube shows.
So beyond music, you guys talk a lot about technology. It's a big thing. I mean, you live in Silicon Valley just like I do. Jay's in touch with everything that goes on with regards to technology, so it's an obvious topic. One thing I actually wanted to bring up to you guys, I don't know if you guys mentioned it on your show. If you did, I must have not been paying attention, but Quick quiz. Do you know what the number one search engine on the internet is? It's a pretty easy answer.
Google.
Google. By far, in a way, number one. Do you know what number two is?
Number two, I'm going to say Yahoo.
The number two search engine on the internet is YouTube.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? That's the number two, which, by the way, it's owned by Google, so Google owns number one right. and number two. Right. But if you think about it, it makes a ton of sense. Anytime you're talking to a friend and you're like, hey, did you see that video of whatever? Oh, I'll just YouTube it later. So what do people do? They just go to YouTube and they use it not only as a video source, they're using it as a search engine. So if you look at the number of searches that are queued or queried on the internet, Google's number one, YouTube is number two. So to your point, starting to put content on YouTube makes absolute sense because it's if somebody Googles your name, what's going to happen is everything that is cached on the internet is going to pop up. And if you have anything on YouTube, it's the very first thing that pops up is whatever videos you're in, right? And that's because Google owns YouTube. But it's the number two search engine. Not Yahoo, not Bing. Not Lycos, not any of those things. It's YouTube, which I found fascinating. I had no idea until I read that stat recently, and I'm like, holy shit, I got to start getting back on YouTube and get my subscriptions up and everything else as a comedian.
It's really amazing. I'll be the first one to admit that I was kind of sleeping on it for a while. Jay's the one that got me on the Vice and all these channels, Munchies, things like that. But, I mean, I was sleeping on it for a long time. I came out here to do comedy, screenwriting, do that too, and I was just like, man, I gotta get a job at a studio, do network television, I gotta move to Hollywood, X, Y, and Z, and then all of a sudden I've reevaluated that. I'm like, man, you know, like, YouTube is the way to go.
It's definitely a model that's successful, you know, if you can find a niche on there, and, you know, it's very crowded, as you know, and I know, we're both doing comedy in the Bay Area, very crowded scene, it's very hard to stand out, especially for two average-looking, average-sized white guys. We kind of blend in with the wall.
Well, you could say that yourself, about yourself, for being average-looking.
Actually, so Michael, actually, I don't want to, you have a great joke about Leonardo DiCaprio, which I'll let you or decide not to share. It's part of your act, but I thought it was a funny joke that you have in your act about how you look like Leonardo DiCaprio. I thought that was a good one.
You have to look at me. You have to see me right now to know this. I'm usually pretty clean cut, but I've got a huge beard right now. I've got a stupid man bun pulled up. But yeah, the joke is that I look like Leonardo DiCaprio between movies.
And it's true. You absolutely do. And, you know, comedy is about timing. And, you know, when you're listening on the radio or podcast, you're not afforded those pregnant pauses like you're allowed on stage. But on stage, you let that linger for a little bit when you say, a lot of people have been mistaking me for Leonardo DiCaprio, and you let it sit, and everyone kind of looks at you like, yeah, I can kind of see it. And then you hit in between movies because Leo naturally gets a little scruffy, gets a little bigger.
He just goes apeshit.
He just goes nuts with the hookers and cocaine. And
you need hookers.
Well,
he just snaps his fingers, and they're like,
they're all hookers.
yeah, it's definitely.
They're just high priced. They're call girls, right? They're high priced. But yeah, so it's a very funny joke. But the point is, you know, YouTube's very crowded too. I mean, everybody, every comedian has a page. Whether they update it or not, I don't know necessarily. But, you know, there's people that are famous for being on YouTube and are turning that into stand-up careers. So the TMZ.com people now have a traveling stand-up show. They were at the San Jose Improv.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I was fucking furious about that. They got a weekend date at the San Jose Improv. I'm like, these assholes don't do anything other than make snarky comments about other people. And then I realized, oh, you know what? No, they're totally stand-up comedians. That's all we all do. We don't do anything other than what they do. They just get paid more money than we do.
That's an interesting point, though, because content is really king.
Yeah.
And finding an audience, finding a tight audience. I mean, you're an example of that. You've got a very successful YouTube channel because you've honed in on football and specifically the Miami Dolphins. And the more you hone in on something specific, the larger of an audience you get, strangely enough.
Well, I mean, when you compete, you know, just if you use that model, you say, hey, I'm going to do a show about sports. Well, how many sports are out there? Trick question. Four. There's four sports. But other people
we
might
count the ones in America.
Yeah,
America.
Yeah, we don't count those soccer and those cricket and, you know, hockey. It's four and a half hockey. But if you, the point is, there's a lot of sports out there, and you're not going to get everybody with that. And then you say, okay, I'm going to do football. Okay, great. How many teams are there? There's 32 teams. There's also 85 million people that are doing a football show. And then you get down to, well, I'm going to do a show about the Miami Dolphins. Well, there's only like 35 Miami Dolphins fans. There's more players than fans. So you have a net, a smaller net that you have to put around it, and more eyeballs are going to be focused to that to go, oh, it's specific to my needs. That's what I'm going to get. And then you build from there, and you get, you try to then branch it back out to more NFL, because as you get people to go, hey, the content is funny, I don't care if it's Miami Dolphins, and then you start getting it out to other things and saying, okay, it's going to be a little more football related this year because I know I've got football fans now instead of just Dolphins fans. And, for me, that's been the key. In fact, those videos are what got me started in stand-up, which kind of brings me back to my original point of I started writing and doing those videos, and it got me on stage. And I got on stage, and I was like, man, I love this. And now I'm podcasting, and I go, man, I love this. And I don't know if I had to pick one for the rest of eternity. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I could pick one.
So I'm going to drop this secret that I found out. Other people might have found out about it, but I'm going to drop it on the Predictably Drunk.
You're hearing it here. You're hearing a secret. Get dropped.
So in stand-up comedy, people tell you all the time, you've got very famous comedians that say, oh, how do you get better? You watch yourself on video after each set. You watch yourself and you analyze. All right, people hate watching themselves.
I hate it.
Everybody does. So let's take it to the next level. You're making YouTube videos or any kind of videos, and what do you have to do with those videos? You have to edit those videos. What are you doing subconsciously? You're watching yourself.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? You're just saying, you know what? I'm picking the best things out of this to make a super funny video. So what you do in turn is you figure out your voice. You find out what is successful and what's not. And I grew like that as well, doing comedy, is just picking out the gems and splicing it together and getting the cuts. You learn about timing. You learn about pauses, everything. It's remarkable.
So with that being said, Michael Gilkison, are you going by Michael Gilkison on stage now? Or are you doing, Michael has a stage name.
Yeah, my stage name is Michael Woodford. The reason I did that is because I didn't want to get fired from my day job.
It's a good reason.
Because after the old divorce, I was homeless for a bit. Well, so halfway joking about that. And then when I did find employment, it was like, hey, I want to stay employed. And if I say some crazy ass shit, I don't want to get fired. But yeah, I'm going by Michael Woodford Gilkison. I think I'm going to transition back into Gilkison. But first, I'm going to just try and get people to realize who the hell I am in the beginning.
So what? How did you pick Woodford? What's the, your government name is Gilkison.
Yes.
But you went by Woodford. Why?
I grew up in Kentucky, and
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, fair enough. And in Kentucky, actually, what very few people know is that we have lots of counties in Kentucky. And I grew up in Woodford County, Kentucky, and I love Woodford County. Woodford County's got a lot of bourbon.
Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the top bourbons out there.
It's great. You actually turned me on to it. We were filming a night, and you brought over a very generous bottle of Woodford Reserve and explained to me how I've been drinking it wrong my entire life and proceeded to correct my my ways. And actually, I've been drinking it that way ever since.
Yeah, it's literally just like wine tasting.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just very, very close to it. So I drink a lot of whiskey, a lot of bourbon, and I got on stage and, it was just... It went from there. I'm just like, hey, Michael Woodford.
Yeah.
Just randomly picked something. I'm a proud Yellow Jackets fan. I played sports in high school, and I'm just like, I want to keep that root of where I came from. So that's very important to me, too.
You are a whiskey fan. You also drink beer. I've seen you drink beer before.
My problem is I drink everything.
Well, good, actually. That leads me into something here that I kind of wanted to do. This is radio, so we don't have a ton of sources for people to experience this other than audio right now. So what I was doing, I was bored on the plane the other day.
Mind's eye.
Yeah, I was bored on the plane the other day, and for whatever reason, I was just scrolling through Canadian cities.
Oh my God.
And now, this is Cinco de Mayo, so it makes sense that we're going to talk about Canada.
Before that, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, by the way, the Star Wars stuff is a little much. It's a little much. I like the movie, but guys, stop it. Okay, we don't need to turn every day into, you know, Chewbacca Fest or whatever it is you guys are doing. Yeah, okay, that's enough. That's the only Chewbacca I want this year. And the other thing I got to say is Cinco de Mayo in San Jose is kind of a weird holiday. I mean, it's Mexican Christmas, essentially, but it's kind of weird because my sneaking suspicion is that the Mexicans down here aren't actually Mexican. They're just brown people who claim Mexican. So it's funny to me because you see basically a bunch of Honduran people buying Mexican national flags off the corner where the flags were probably made in India. They're going to now take these Indian-made Mexican flags and put it on their Japanese-built cars and drive them about around America while claiming Mexico, yet they're probably like Honduran or Ecuadorian. Yeah, they're probably Mexican. I mean, that's my joke because all brown people are Mexican. So,
well, that's in Kentucky. It was, you know.
Do you guys just see, you know, like, white and other in Kentucky, or?
Growing up, man, like, people would just see somebody that's Latino, and they would just be like, oh, yeah, they're Mexican. And then later on, as I went to school and hung out with Chileans and drank Pisco and stuff like that, I'd actually talk to people and they'd be like, oh, well, they're actually from Honduras or Argentina or Central South America.
When you get to the Southeast, I feel like Mexican is switched with Cuban. Like you go to Florida, it's like, wow, check out that Cuban over there. And you're like, dude, that guy's clearly Puerto Rican. What are you talking about? So point of this is you are a bourbon guy. You're from Bourbon Tucky, if you will. But you drink everything. And I put a promo out there. We have sitting in front of us Drinko, which is like Plinko from The Price is Right. You drop the little tablets down, the little pegs here. And at the bottom of Drinko, we have 6 different shot glasses. Now, it is Cinco de Mayo, my friend. So since you drink anything and everything, what I've done here is I've given us the game of Drinko, where 3 of these have some sort of tequila in them. Cazadores, Ka, different types of tequila. And 3 of them are just plain old apple juice or water, depending on the types of tequila I put in here.
Is it Justin Timberlake's tequila is what I want to know.
Well, it's going to be May. It is May, so possibly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the magic token here.
Kentucky Blue one.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the Kentucky Blue. You're going to drop it into the Drinko, and then whatever it lands in is what you're going to take a shot of, whether it's water or tequila. And then I will do the same. And what we're going to do is we're going to knock these 6 shot glasses down to 0 at some point.
Oh, I love it. I tell you my strategy I'm going in with this. I'm going to smell which ones.
No, you're not allowed to smell.
I'm not allowed to smell.
No smelling. This is almost a blind taster because smelling is cheating. So what you're going to do is you're just going to drop it in, and that's the only senses you're going to use, and then you're going to go taste buds. You're going to know before you drink it.
Is that what your last girlfriend told you?
Yes.
Was smelling was cheating?
That's right. That's why I'm single.
Too much smelling.
Too many smellings. So, okay.
House rules.
Here we go. House rules, exactly. Studio rules. So, feel free to...
I'm going to pretend like it's East San Jose, and I'm going to look at which one's the brownest.
So he's dropping it in by the D on Drinko, so the left-hand side of the board, the playing board. It goes down. Oh, and he got the I in Drinko. So, it's kind of a clearish liquid.
Ooh, there's some tequila.
Is that one tequila? You weren't supposed to smell it, so now go ahead. Drink the worm. Let's see.
I'm afraid I'm going to swallow this blue LSD tablet that you put in there.
Well,
is there anything else on this?
If that's an LSD tablet, this is going to be a very long podcast.
Because it'd be a lot cooler than it was.
So that was...
That was pure tequila.
That was absolutely a tequila shot right there. Very well done.
Yeah, baby.
Very well done. So we have one down, which means...
That's where you've been.
Strategically. And I made these, but I actually forgot where all of them went. So I'm going to go ahead and put one down, too. I've got the white tablet here for South San Jose, if you will. Very racist show tonight, I've noticed. And my strategy, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go between the N and the K when I drop it into the Plinko here.
Oh, you got exactly.
And what I got the end.
For. I think you've been practicing, Mr. I don't smell that.
I see bubbles at the bottom of this.
That looks just like pure water.
Is that water? Well, I'm not going to smell it. I have the end, so we're going to go with this and see what happens here. And that was, in fact, water. So that did nothing for me. Although it was San Jose water, so that's probably...
probably a lot of stuff.
It's probably worse for me than the tequila you just drank.
One of my cousins growing up, you want me to drop this in here?
If you want to do it again, or we can wait, we can do whatever you want to do. However you want to do it. You want to tell a story and drop one in?
If you mess around with me doing this, we're going to keep refilling these. It's going to just turn into
We've got four more to do, so why don't you go ahead and drop another one in there and see what happens.
So when I was a little kid in Kentucky, one of my cousins, I was like,
oh,
it's stuck.
It got stuck.
I'm going to flick it.
Flick. There you go. Flick it to kick it.
One of my cousins came up to me and I was like 10 or 11. I was very young. It's like right at that point where you're kind of learning about sex. And my cousin was like a Matthew McConaughey. Like he talked exactly like Matthew McConaughey. And he was fucking cool like Matthew McConaughey too.
Yeah.
And he called me Big Mac.
Hey.
Big what? Mac.
Oh, Big Mac.
Like the burger. My dad said it was like a Mac truck. But I said it was, you know, somebody else. I was fat, too, so they said it was like McDonald's. So it's kind of a double entendre. But he gave me advice about it. He's like, Big Mac, you want to hear some advice about women? If it smells good, don't do it. If it smells bad, don't do it. But if it smells like nothing at all, go ahead, brother.
And that is some Kentucky logic if I've ever heard it there. So what did you do? You just got the R in Drinko.
That R was apple juice.
That was an apple juice R. So
apple bottom juice.
So we now have three left, and we have two that are tequila and one that's a water / apple juice. So I think based on this, I know where one of the tequilas is. So I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Restack?
We can restack.
We've got a D, a K, and an O. I figure we should like...
You want to put them in the middle?
We should put the O where the I is.
Okay.
That way we'd have D-I-K.
So now we have Doc here. There we go. All right. So that way... All right, that makes a little more sense. I'm going to go over here.
That's what she said.
I'm going to go over here. And I missed, but I was going for the K. So I'm going to go ahead and pull that one.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm pulling the K. I think this...
That looks like water.
I'm pretty sure it looks like water, but based on what just hit my nose, I'm almost positive.
Oh,
it's not. So we'll take a shot of this poison here. And
have you heard of that Justin Timberlake tequila? Have you seen those commercials?
No, but I'm sure if Justin Timberlake is touching it, and that was tequila, it's probably going to be gold or platinum. That dude, does that dude do anything wrong? I want to hate that guy so much for being in NSYNC, you know, deflowering Britney Spears back in the day when she was just the hottest thing in the world.
You don't know that he deflowered her.
He absolutely did. She said she did. It was him.
Oh,
anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
And well, then, you really have been studying.
Oh, yeah. I was a Britney Spears fan. And then he goes on Saturday Night Live and kills it. He's funny as hell.
Yes.
He's a great actor. Dude probably has a humongous dick because that's what fucking life is fair, right? Like, he just needs more breaks than everybody else. And, you know, so I'm sure his tequila is probably better than any other tequila that's out there, too. Yeah, curly-haired fuck.
Well, if you haven't seen it, he dresses up like a lemon. His entire face is green. And he's a lemon, and he's basically talking about how, you know, everybody used to drink tequila with the lemon, and now it's like, oh, well, this tequila is too good. You don't need a lemon anymore when you drink Justin Timberlake tequila. And that's the whole premise of the thing.
That sounds like a terrible premise, I'm not going to lie.
What is Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, that's all he should say. I'm Justin Timberlake, this is my tequila, it's called Tequila Lake, and then
tequila.
And then everybody buys it. That's what it should be, honestly. And that's without ever even seeing any of it. But it would sell like fucking hotcakes.
There's Toluca Lake in Los Angeles, but I think Tequila Lake would be a much better vacation
spot. Tequila Lake, I feel, would have more drownings than Toluca Lake or Tequila Lake or whatever the fuck lake you just said.
I would gladly drown in Tequila Lake.
That would be a way to go. Did you hear? That's actually how Ellen DeGeneres died. Did you hear about that? That was actually...
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
How did Ellen DeGeneres die?
She drowned. I can't believe you didn't hear about this.
Okay, come on.
No, she did. She drowned. They caught her face down in Ricky Lake. I think I'm going to make that the best worst joke of the week right there.
Oh, my God.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Your best worst joke of the week came from me.
That beats why the tomatoes...
No. We'll save that one for the next.
You're not wasting these jokes.
No, we got two more here. We've got one that's an apple juice substitute and one that's a tequila. I'm going to give the guest honors. You can either play the Drinko or you can just grab.
I'm going to go with the O.
You're going with the O.
Because it looks like tequila.
Wow, good shot.
Oh, wow.
You got that Kentucky basketball blood in you.
Yes, sir. Man.
Did you pick? You could pick the other one. It's up to you.
No, it's the rules of the game.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the apple juice.
He's so disappointed. But you took that apple juice shot like a champ. And with the blue pill in there as well. So you took the red pill and the blue pill. You can have that tequila shot if you want to, my friend. It's entirely up to you. You are my guest here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, hey, you want to stick around and do another one?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So where can we find you? We're at 31 minutes already. That's how fast that went. See, when you drink, it just goes by really fast.
And when you have good company.
And good company. Yeah, well, I mean, I have good company. You're like over there going, God, this is taking forever.
please.
But I do want to say, you kind of gave me some props for the YouTube thing and doing the videos that I do. I actually want to talk to you off the air about the upcoming season. I've talked to you a little bit about it, but I started podcasting more, not just because of you and Jay, but I went on, you guys were the first podcast that I was a guest on, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I've been on there a couple times. I started listening to you guys. I started listening to other comedians who have podcasts, and it got me thinking, wow, this is something that I want to do, so... The feeling's mutual, my friend. You're actually one of the few friends that I have in comedy that we actually, text each other outside of just comedy shit. So I appreciate getting to know you. We're going to talk a little bit more with Michael Gilkison / Michael Woodford / Gilkey Way Galaxy / In the Galaxy podcast with Jay Williams and Michael Gilkison on the next episode here. We're going to talk a little bit more about all that, a little more comedy, a little more drinking.
Yeah.
And you guys have a safe Cinco de Drinko. You can catch me on May 29th. Oh, shit. Hold on. I just picked up a couple dates, so forgive me here. The weekend before May 29th. When the hell would that? That would be May 22nd, May 23rd at Caps in Brentwood, California. That's going to be a fun couple of shows. 200 seaters. Make sure you get your tickets for that. And then I got May 29th and May 30th. Two nights, three shows at the Pioneer Underground in Reno, Nevada, with myself and Kabir Singh, the man, the myth, the legend. And Michael, you got any shows coming up that you want to plug or?
Nothing coming up here soon, but you can catch me on Instagreasy being sleazy at In the Galaxy Podcast or at Michael Gilkison. My partner in crime is at J Williams, J to the A to the Y to the E Williams, and me, Michael G I L K I S O N. With the In the Galaxy podcast, Instagram, Twitter at michael.gilkison, gilkywaygalaxy.com, click on the podcast link, and that will take you to inthegalaxypodcast.podbean.com. You can also check out our Tumblr. It's a sweet-ass page that Jay designed. inthegalaxypodcast.tumblr.com.
Holy shit.
We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. So just find us. And, hit us up on Instagram.
Your plugs are a fucking NASCAR bumper, dude. You've got so many of them.
And then Jay is still like, well, why don't you email us at inthegalaxypodcast@gmail.com.
You know what's the best part about this is that I've been listening to, you guys have had a podcast for over a year now, and you have never gotten your plugs correct. You always do the plugs wrong. Jay blows a stack on you. You come on my show, and you've been drinking tequila, and you hit every single plug spot on. He's listening to this right now, just kicking his dog and throwing it at his roommate. He's so mad at you right now for getting everything correct.
And he's like, no, Michael, you forgot. No, Michael. In the Galaxy 1 on Twitter.
I'm going to go spin records between death metal and R&B at the same time and see what weird sounds I come up with.
That's all I need is a little bit of tequila.
All right, everybody. Well, that was the show. Predictably Drunk, Smart People Talking About Stupid Things. I am
Sam
Marcoux. Michael G. Gilkison here. He's going to do another week with me, and we'll see you guys next time.